We've got mail. Thanks for the new era. I really enjoy the new era. I like the stories and the morals they teach. I like to spend my time reading it. When I'm upset, I will read it, and it gets my mind off what I was mad at. I also like the clean jokes. I like hearing how the Holy Ghost helps people. I also like hearing from the leaders of the church. I also like hearing about all the service being done. Jacob D., Idaho. Extra Smile. Reading the New Era for the first time in 12 years and seeing the extra smile helped me laugh and smile a bit. Being disabled and alone gets kind of hard sometimes. It also showed me that young adults can teach the gospel and that we can be a good influence on others. Brenton F., Oklahoma.
Past Issues Online. I live in Texas, and I like it there. I started reading The New Era a few weeks ago, and it is helping me a lot with teenage problems. I am reading the old issues online, and I cried when I read the Christmas 2006 issue. The Christmas coat was so sweet. Thank you for posting them online. Haman H., Texas. Editor's Note. You can find past issues of The New Era online at newera.lds.org.
Seminary. Every morning, I wake up an hour before my friends do. I do this every morning to go to seminary. Every morning, I have to leave my house at 5:30 to get there at 6. But for what? It's for my day to be better. After seminary, I feel better and more awake, more spiritually strong, and that makes a great addition to my day. It drives away temptations and makes everything seem easier and more fun. I feel like a stronger person because of seminary, and I'm glad I have the opportunity to go to it every morning. Kevin R., Nevada.
Visit to the Family History Center. Our ward's young women recently visited our local Family History Center. Our goal is to learn to gather family names to take to the temple. We went with our family group sheets and pedigree charts in tow. The staff was so helpful and answered all our questions. The young women learned to use the PATH program and look for ancestors on the family search site. They are all very excited about connecting with their ancestors and learning more about their families. While still at the Family History Center, the girls were planning the next time they would get together to help each other do research. Stacy V., Utah. Overcoming Shyness. The Ugly Duckling Story, October 2009, is a great story. It teaches you how not to be shy. I am rather shy myself, and this story helped me. I remember hearing the story about the ugly duckling a couple of times, but I never really cared about it. Now I think that I am going to read the story again. Your family will always be there for you. Alan K.
We love hearing from you. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org or write to New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. End of We've Got Mail.